We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on this 2nd of January, 2010. I've been talking a lot about terrorism, the source of terrorism, how the U.S. government funds it, how the U.S. government, in many respects, supplies it with weaponry, builds it up. We have also an Afghanistan bomb attack that just happened just at the end of the year. This is from CBS News, December 30th. Was the Afghan bomb attack an inside job? Possibility arises that someone working with U.S. forces was on the side of the terrorists. They say it happened at a well-fortified combat outpost in eastern Afghanistan. Somehow a suicide bomber was able to bring his explosives on the base, walk up to a group of American civilians, and blow himself up. It will take an investigation to determine how he did it, but the outpost is located in the middle of a notorious stronghold for Afghan insurgents near the border with Pakistan, reports CBS News correspondent David Martin. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Well, maybe I'll read one more paragraph here. You see, Afghan soldiers and civilians are present at almost every American outpost, since one of the chief principles of the U.S. strategy is to partner with the Afghans. Partner with the Afghans, ladies and gentlemen. How's that working for them? According to Christine Fair of Georgetown University, some of them may actually be working for the Taliban. They've really become a vehicle of infiltration for the Taliban, Fair said. This is most certainly a vulnerability in our strategy going forward in trying to hand over security to the Afghans if we don't really have a way of figuring out who we can trust. And this is the point, listeners. We are embroiled in numerous wars today where we don't know who our enemy is. And this is the problem. Do we belong in the Middle East? No, we don't. We have no business over there. We shouldn't be there. Our American children are dying. British children are dying. Children from many countries are dying. Sacrificing for what? For control of the region? For control of the resources? And for the establishment of a new international economic order? That's what this is all about, listeners. Moving along here. The progress we see is being made in Afghanistan. From the Australian news source, I believe this is Australia. Well, it's actually I think it's a Pakistani source. The international news from Pakistan. Taliban claim control over 80% of Afghanistan.
cancer treatments. Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. Let's continue on here. The clock got me there before that break. I was sharing an article from the international news out of Pakistan. Taliban claims control over 80% of Afghanistan. Now, bear in mind, we've been in Afghanistan since shortly after September 11, 2001. And this is the progress, listeners, that we have. 80% of Afghanistan is controlled by the Taliban. Rejecting as baseless the U.S. allegations about the presence of Afghan Taliban in the tribal areas, a militant commander said they did not need to flee to the neighboring country when the Taliban controlled major parts of Afghanistan. Mullah Sangin, a key commander of the Afghan Taliban, claimed that there was no truth in the U.S. charges as the Taliban were holding 80% of the territory in Afghanistan. Why is this, ladies and gentlemen? Because we're funding them. Here we see from South Asia, the South Asian Times. Trail of Afghanistan's drug money exposed. We talked about this in the past. Here's another example of it from last month. As United States President Barack Obama and his advisors debated future trips future troop levels for Afghanistan, which resulted in the decision to send an additional 30,000 troops, a new report by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime muddied the water on one of the most important issues in the debate, the effects of Afghanistan's drug production. The report entitled Addiction, Crime, and Insurgency, The Transnational Threat of Afghan Opium, gives the false impression that the Taliban are the main culprits behind Afghanistan's skyrocketing drug production. It also implies that drugs are the main reason why the Taliban are gaining in strength, absolving the United States and NATO of their own responsibility in fomenting the insurgency. In fact, the United States and its Afghan allies bear a large share of responsibility for the drug industry's dramatic expansion since the invasion. Buried deep in the report, its authors admit that reduced levels of drug production would have little effect on the insurgency's vigor. The following annotation rebuffs some of the report's main assertions, puts in perspective the Taliban's role in the opium economy, and highlights the U.S.-NATO responsibility for its expansion and potential reduction. Taliban insurgents draw some $125 million U.S. dollars annually from drugs, which is more money than 10 years ago, and as a result, the perfect storm of drugs and terrorism that has struck the Afghan-Pakistani border for years may be heading towards Central Asia. A big part of the region could be engulfed in large-scale terrorism, endangering its massive energy resources. That was the end of that quote from the U.S., actually from the report, the United Nations report. Now, the Asian Times continues. They say these claims are supposed to make us shudder in the face of an impending narco-terrorist seizure of a large chunk of the world's energy resources. UNODC states that a decade ago, the Taliban earned $85 million per year from drugs, but that since 2005, this figure has jumped to $125 million. Although this is pitched as a significant increase, the Taliban play a more minor role in the opium economy, the UNODC would have us believe, and drug money is probably a secondary source of funding for them. Indeed, the report estimates that only 10 to 15% of Taliban funding is drawn from drugs, and 85% comes from, quote, non-opium sources, unquote. The total revenue generated by opiates within Afghanistan is about $3.4 billion per year. Of this figure, according to UNODC, the Taliban get only 4% of the sum. Farmers, meanwhile, get 21%. And the remaining 75%? Al-Qaeda? No. The report specifies that it, quote, does not appear to have a direct role in the Afghan opiates trade, unquote, although it may participate in, quote, low levels drugs and or arms smuggling, unquote, along the Pakistani border. Instead, the remaining 75% is captured by government officials, the police, local and regional power brokers and traffickers, in short, many of the groups now supported or tolerated by the United States and NATO are important actors in the drug trade. Folks, I'm reading from controlled media sources here. Official controlled media sources. The New York Times recently revealed that Ahmad Walai Karzai, we've talked about this on the broadcast, Ahmad Walai Karzai, President Hamid Karzai's brother, has long been on the Central Intelligence Agency's payroll, in addition to his probable shady dealings in drugs. But this is the only the tip of the iceberg, as U.S. and NATO forces have long supported warlords, commanders, and illegal militias with a record of human rights abuses and involvement in narcotics. A former CIA officer said, quote, virtually every significant Afghan figure has had brushes with the drug trade, unquote. According to the New York University report, General Nasrai Mahmad, a warlord who, quote, controls a significant portion of the province's lucrative opium industry, unquote, has the contract to provide security for the German provincial reconstruction team. Talk about the fox guarding the hen house, listeners. UNODC insists on making the Taliban drugs connection front page news, while not chasing with the same intensity those supported by Washington. The agency seems to be acting as an enabler of U.S. NATO policies in Afghanistan. This person says, when I asked the UNODC official who supervised the report, what percentage of total drug income in Afghanistan was captured by government officials, the reply was quick. We don't do that. I don't know. Instead of pointing a finger directly at the U.S. NATO-backed government, the report gives the impression that the problem lies mostly with rotten apples who threaten an otherwise well-intentioned government. But the roots of Afghanistan's upsurge in drug production since 2001 are directly related to U.S. policies and the government that was installed in the wake of the invasion. Keep in mind, listeners, when Karzai was put into power, there was all sorts of fraudulent activity with regard to the so-called election. As a matter of fact, his opponent finally quit. They were going to have a re-election. And his opponent finally backed out and said, you know, the whole process is rigged. Forget it. I'm out of here. It's not going to be fair. He finally gave up. The only conclusion I can come to, listeners, is that our CIA installed Karzai. His brother is a CIA agent. We have numerous sources that indicate that. His cousin is very much involved in the drug trade. And yet I had a guest here on the show, Michael Cutler, who basically called me a conspiracy theorist right here on the show for suggesting that the biggest drug runners around are the CIA. Anyway, we continue on here. But the roots of Afghanistan's upsurge in drug production since 2001 are directly related to U.S. policies and the government that was installed in the wake of the invasion. The United States attacked Afghanistan in 2001 in alliance with the anti-Taliban warlords and drug lords, showering them with millions of dollars, listeners, and other forms of support. The empowerment and enrichment of the warlords with whom the U.S. allied itself enabled them to tax and protect opium traffickers, leading to a quick resumption of opium production after the hiatus of the 2000 Taliban ban. To blame corruption and criminals for the state of affairs is to ignore the direct and predictable effects of U.S. policies, which have simply followed a historical pattern of toleration and empowerment of local drug lords in the pursuit of broader foreign policy objectives, as Alfred McCoy and others have documented in detail. Impunity for drug lords and warlords continues. A U.S. Senate report noted in August that no major traffickers have been arrested in Afghanistan since 2006, and that successful prosecutions of significant traffickers are often overturned by a simple bribe or protection from above, revealing counter-narcotics efforts to be deficient at best. Identifying drugs as the main cause behind Taliban advances absolves the U.S. NATO of their own responsibility in fomenting the insurgency. Their very presence in the country, as well as the destructive attacks on civilians, account for a good deal of the recent increase in popular support for the Taliban. In fact, buried deep in the report, its authors admit that reducing drug production would have only a, quote, minimal impact on the insurgency's strategic threat, unquote. The Taliban received, quote, significant funding from private donors all over the world, unquote, a contribution which dwarfs drug money. Although the report will be publicized by many as an indication of calls to target the opium economy in order to weaken the Taliban, the authors themselves are not convinced of the validity of this argument. I got another break coming up. If you folks want to call in, 800-313-9443. I welcome your calls. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Let's go to the phone lines. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Texas and talk to Janan. Janan, good morning.
Good morning, Darren, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate your bringing out the fact that the CIA has long been involved in drug activity. I would recommend a book called Drugging America, A Trojan Horse by Rodney Stitch. That druggingamerica.com will get you to his website and several of his excellent books. And he wrote that book many years ago, and he explains the whole corrupt war on drugs and the long-standing CIA involvement with drug smuggling. And
what's the author's name again?
Rodney Stitch, S-T-I-C-H. He himself was, he worked for the government, and then he started being a whistleblower, and they put him in prison. And he's a very honest man and a good man, and he's written Drugging America, Defrauding America, and two or three other books.
Wonderful.
So that's really an excellent resource for if someone wants to understand the CIA and drugs.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Okay. I just, when you were talking about this Christmas Day so-called plane attack thing,
mm-hmm.
it just kind of brought to me how we really can no longer believe any of the news stories about terrorist events on our mainstream media. I mean, we just can't believe it anymore. It's not to be believed. And then the mainstream, I guess you'd say, left-wing news outlets like Democracy Now! Or PBS, they take for granted that the official story is true, and they launch their debates and analysis from that point, accepting a priori that the official story is what we have to deal with.
Right.
It's just that now I think more and more people are just seeing the reality of false flag terrorism, and it's just a total, we no longer can believe our media and our news and newspapers. We have to get the good questions asked from shows like yours, alternative media. We have to start really trying to get the truth by asking the hard questions like you asked. And I want to point out that one of the favorite ploys our government has always used when they do one of these false flags events is they immediately say that it's kind of a systemic failure or breakdown in communication.
Yeah.
I remember there was a book written about 911 right after it happened by Bill Gertz. The title of the book was Breakdown, and the whole thesis of the book was that, you know, we just had a breakdown in communication. And
right.
And so that's one of the favorite things they use. I mean,
oh, yeah, exactly. And see, that's the thing. I guess that's the whole point of the 9/11 Commission, was to implement all these reforms, supposedly, to fix where the problems lie. You know, and we're supposed to believe that they didn't see this thing coming at all. And yet, at the same time, they had the pictures and the names of the supposedly of the people involved in the attack. What was it? The very next day, I think.
Yeah, actually,
you know,
I think
supposedly
it was the
we don't know anything about these people. We don't know where this is coming from. We don't, and we know from watching CBS News. I have the audio of the gentleman from FEMA. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but we got the audio of the guy telling Dan Rather right there on CBS's News' continuing coverage that they arrived the night before the event. He said that we arrived on Monday evening and went into action on Tuesday morning.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, they admitted they came to town. Supposedly they had an exercise planned for that day. Well, how convenient. You know,
it's just that we have a long history of false flag terrorism in the United States of America, and really, I don't know how, you know, you're going to define terrorism, but even with World War II, we knew the Japanese code, and we knew those Japanese ships were headed for Pearl Harbor,
mm-hmm.
and we just, I mean, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt just allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and so he may
well, it was even reported in one of the Hawaiian newspapers. I have a photo of a Hawaiian newspaper where they actually reported that the Japanese were coming. So,
it's,
you know,
just, you know, we just have, we just, I guess what we have to do at this point is do like the Book of Ephesians tells us, we just have to expose the lies that are coming to us from our president and from our congressmen and from the mainstream media. We just have to shine the light on it. We have to expose it and ask the real hard questions. And anyway, I thank you for your great show, and I wish all you and all your listeners Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Janine. God bless you. I appreciate the call. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. We got to take the bottom of the hour break. Half hour left in the show. Stay with us as Govern America continues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on. In the Washington Post, we see Congress investigating charges of protection racket by Afghanistan contractors. They say a House Oversight Subcommittee said Wednesday that it has begun a wide-ranging investigation into allegations that private security companies hired to protect Defense Department convoys in Afghanistan are paying off warlords and the Taliban to ensure safe passage. We were just talking a moment ago about the funding, listeners. And we see once again, as we've covered in the past with other articles from Reuters' website, who's funding the Afghan Taliban, you don't want to know. Here we see another one. This is from Washington Post. They say if it's shown to be true, it would mean that the United States is unintentionally engaged in a vast protection racket, and as such, maybe indirectly funding the very insurgents we are trying to fight, said Representative John Turney, a Democrat from Massachusetts and chairman of the House Oversight Subcommittee on National Security and Foreign Affairs. Well, how unintentional can it be, listeners, when this has been going on for a very long time? As we've covered in the past, and as was reported on by the Global Post, which was carried on the Reuters website. They actually have an office set up in Afghanistan to deal with the contractors. The Taliban does. They have an office set up to deal with the negotiations of how much money they're going to get. Every single project that we have going on in Afghanistan, whether it's building a road, whether it's building a bridge, whether it's building anything, whether it's doing anything, a cut of the project money for the contractors goes to the Taliban. Listeners, that was reported by the Global Post and carried by Reuters. So I say again, you want to send your son, daughter, off to fight and die in the rich man's war? Oh, we're spreading freedom around the world. No, we're not. Not only are we not spreading freedom around the world, we're taking it away at home. We're allowing these creeps, these scumbags, to take away our freedoms at home under the guise of fighting terrorism. For Pete's sake, folks, we got underwear bombs on the airport, on the airplanes now. How insane. I mean, I thought it was nuts that we had shoe bombs. Now we have underwear bombs, exploding underwear. How crazy. How insane, how nuts. How much are the American people going to swallow before they get furious, shut off the football, shut off the television? And once again, I say, how can we end these wars? Quit fighting them. How can we stop these wars? How can we stop the madness around the world? Don't go. Just don't go. They can't hold a war if you won't go and fight it, listeners. They want to fight their war, let them go fight it. Let them die for their cause. Don't let your children do it. Well, I can't stop my children. Then educate your children. Teach them this. It's not anti-Americanism to know the truth, people. It's not. They say 2 weeks ago, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton described the same situation before a Senate committee while discussing the truck convoys that bring supplies into the landlocked Afghanistan. You offload a ship in Karachi, Pakistan, and by that time, whatever it is, you know, muffins for the soldiers' breakfast or anti-IED equipment gets to where we're headed. It goes through a lot of hands, she said. And one of the major sources of funding for the Taliban is the protection money. Hillary Clinton said that. A direct quote. We're funding our own demise, listeners. We're funding our own demise. I'm going to leave that article there. Washington Post. Here we see from the Times Online out of the UK, another mainstream news publication. Army tells its soldiers to bribe the Taliban. November 16, 2009. These are many of these, most of these that I'm reading with to you now are very recent. Very recent articles. They say British forces should buy off potential Taliban recruits with bags of gold, according to a new Army field manual published yesterday. That would have been on the 15th of November. Army commanders should also talk to insurgent leaders with blood on their hands in order to hasten the end of the conflict in Afghanistan. The edicts, which are contained in rewritten counterinsurgency guidelines, will be taught to all new Army officers. They mark a strategic rethink after 3 years in which Britain and NATO forces have failed to defeat the Taliban. So I guess they think they're going to be successful by funding the Taliban, giving them all the resources they need to buy more weapons, more bombs, more IEDs, more Kalashnikovs. Do you see the insanity, listeners? The manual is also a recognition that the Army's previous doctrine for success against insurgents, which was based on the experience in Northern Ireland, is now out of date. The new instructions came on the day that Gordon Brown went farther than before in setting out Britain's exit strategy from Afghanistan. The Prime Minister stated explicitly last night that he wanted troops to begin handing over districts to Afghan authorities during next year, a general election year in Britain. Addressing the issue of paying off the locals, the new manual states that army commanders should give away enough money to dissuade them from joining the enemy. The Taliban is also known to pay about $10, which is 5.95 pounds, a day to recruit local firefighters, or local fighters, I'm sorry. Major General Paul Newton said, quote, the best weapons to counter insurgents don't shoot. In other words, use bags of gold in the short term to change the security dynamics. But you don't just chuck gold at them. This has to be done wisely. And I guess they're going to go on to tell you how wise it is to be funding our enemies. I don't know what to say, folks. People can't see it now. But see, the average person doesn't know this stuff. This is why it's very important to spread the word. Very, very important for people to get out of the Republican-Democrat dialectic. Don't be at ease because your quote-unquote team is in office. Because your team, I don't care which side they're on, has sold you out. From Dawn.com, the Dawn Media Group. Taliban to play role in Afghanistan government, according to the UK. Dateline Edinburgh, Scotland. Ending the war in Afghanistan would include senior Taliban commanders sitting in Afghan government, Britain's foreign secretary said on Tuesday. David Miliband also told a meeting of NATO's paramilitary assembly that military action must be accompanied by a political surge to restore Afghans' faith in their corruption-scarred government. So, not only are we going to pay the Taliban bags of gold, as we've continually funded them anyway, we're going to apparently allow them to sit in positions of power in the government. Well, gee, I kind of thought the whole purpose of us going in here was to remove the Taliban. I'm confused, folks. I'm a little confused. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Maybe Mike in Maryland can clarify this for me. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Great show as always. This is Mike, Meat Dog Cunningham. I send you emails every once in a while.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, I haven't spent a while. But, yeah, this is a huge topic, and I'll try to be concise and as possible. But there's this really good book called The Expendable Elite, and it's a very good book, well documented. The guy is an ex-Green Beret, and, you know, I was against the Vietnam War, but I have the greatest admiration for this guy. He's a hero's hero. He's a Green Beret Special Forces. He fought on the, I guess, either the Cambodian or the Laos border, and he they wanted basically the government wanted him to do, I'll try to make a long story short, wanted him to do this operation, and he was going to, but then he found out that the CIA was smuggling arms to the communist insurgents that they were using against the Special Forces team and the indigenous people, and he refused to perform this one operation, this one hit operation, the assassination. So they sent a brigade of South Vietnamese Special Forces to wipe him and his group out. They were going to kill him and his Special Forces and indigenous group out. But it's a great book, The Expendable Elite. And
okay,
let me just
what's
jump
his name
in
again?
Here.
What's the author's name, Mike?
I can't think of the author's name right now. I'm terrible about names. But the Expendable Elite, great book, fantastic book. At
right, we'll
any rate,
we can
another
find
book.
That.
Huh?
I said, we'll see if we can find that then.
And try to have him as a guest if you can, because this guy, I'm sure he'd be a great guest. This guy is just a fantastic person. And he had to go to court to get his book published. And, of course, 1984. When I read that back in high school in the late 60s, I'm dating myself here, I thought 1980, you know, it was written in the mid to late 40s. I thought, you know, I read it like 1969 or whatever. I thought it was sometime in the, you know, in the distant future. But what I didn't realize, once I became awake and aware through people like you and Republic Broadcast and Alex Jones and others, that basically 1984 wasn't some thing in the future. George Orwell, who was a member of British intelligence, was writing not only about the future, but about present-day West and even the recent past, because, you know, Western Tarpley talks about Operation Gladio, how Western intelligence agencies fund and train the communist, quote-unquote, terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they always have to have a control opposition, you know.
Absolutely.
To loot our paychecks, to keep us in a state of fear. So
yep.
It was a communist thing, you know. Okay, now, you know, we were at war with Germany, now Germany is our friends. We're at war with Japan, now Japan are our friends.
Right.
And so they'll keep this dog and pony show going to keep us, so that we'll sacrifice our sons and daughters to fight these wars for the boogeymen that they create.
Yeah,
that they,
I mean, there's a trail of blood throughout history, and all of it has been facilitated by false flag operations and Hegelian scenarios.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, this faux patriotism that we're supposed to support. I don't support our troops. I'm sorry. I don't. I mean, I don't want any of them to die, but I don't support what they're doing, you know.
Well,
and,
I think the problem is the other side's defined what it means to support the troops. You know, I support the troops, but I support the troops by arguing that they need to be brought home.
Yeah.
You know, because they're being sent on a mission that is a betrayal of the troops.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what we have to focus our arguments on. You know, a lot has been done with regard to Vietnam, the troops coming back, being spit upon by people, not being offered jobs because of what happened over there. And because of that, we're very cautious not to criticize anymore. Oh, we can't say anything about the mission. But we got to understand, we can criticize the mission without talking the troops down. The point is that the troops, they've been betrayed.
Oh,
and the only way to support the troops, in reality, is to bring them home and get them off of this this wild goose chase that we have going on around the world against enemies that we're funding on the side. I mean, it's insane.
Not just that, close 90% of our bases, bring the troops back home from South Korea, from Europe, from all these bases that we got, you know. Every week it seems like we've got some excuse, you know, to attack another country that, you know, a false flag event like that underwear bomber.
Yeah.
You know, and people are just going to have to say no to these wars, you know. Maybe stop paying taxes. Maybe that's what it'll take.
I don't know what it's going to take. I think that, I'll tell you, if we quit going to war, if we just quit going, I mean, just refuse. And I realize there's consequences to doing that. I mean, you know, you're going to be court-martialed. You're going to have problems. But if enough Army people stood up, you know, I understand that you're trained. You're trained to say, to follow orders without question. You're trained to be a good servant, to be subjective, like a dog. And I hate to use the analogy, but there's a reason why they call you those things they hang on you. They call them dog tags. I mean, this is what, you know, you have the term the dogs of war being unleashed. Well, this is how these people think of you. You're expendable. You're just a dog. You know, they don't look at you as even human. You're just an animal for them to use for their purposes. Have to quit going along with it. People have to get a conscience. People in the military have to stand up, and people have to quit volunteering to go into the military. I don't know, Mike, did you finish your thoughts? I'm sorry, I got on a rampage. Are you still there, Mike? Okay, I guess we lost Mike. Let's go to Melody in Colorado. Melody, good morning.
Hi. Hi. I that's Colonel Dan Marvin that he's referring to for that book.
Oh, good.
Okay, and what was really ironic is I had just sent an email off to Chris Milligan asking about him. Within 5 minutes. And the other thing I find interesting on that underwear bomber,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's like you know, so now they're going to start X-raying us for those areas. What are we going to have to do to prove, you know, we're not carrying something in our underwear? It's almost like it's a joke to them to just to see how far they can make, you know, what they can make us do and to how low we have to stoop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and see, here's the thing about this, Melody. Today's the airports. Tomorrow, it's the roadways. You know, I mean, don't think that we're not going to end up having to have passports to travel from region to region, you know, on the roadways. I mean, they're already randomly in certain places in the country. They're having roadblocks, pulling people over, searching the cars. You know, hey, hold on, I got to take a break. Can you hang with us?
Okay.
Okay, stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Final segment, straight ahead.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. I have Melody in Colorado on the line. Melody, did you finish what you wanted to say?
Pretty much, other than the fact that, you know, sometimes it kind of gets discouraging thinking that we're not making any headway. But, yeah, I think we made a lot of headway with the vaccination situation because it seems to me like it's died out and we didn't get that pandemic that we, you know, they were predicting. So, you know,
I agree with you that that's certainly a win. We certainly had a win with the Copenhagen thing. ClimateGate. You know, there's a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be excited about. And there's so many more people waking up now to the truth than we've ever had before. I'm optimistic. We just got to get past this healthcare thing. Looks like the Democrats are calling for cap and trade to be killed. Concerned about political ramifications, I suppose. Maybe that implies that maybe the elections aren't completely controlled by the other side. We've had a lot of victories lately.
And it's just chipping away at that truth because, you know, they're going to start realizing, you know, if they'll lie to us about one thing, they're going to lie to us about everything. And we just have to start digging deeper and not just one layer, but several layers deep so that we can, you know, keep exposing them. Because, you know, after a certain point in time, it's kind of like, you know, a person that lies, you know, after a point, nobody believes them.
Exactly. Hey, give out your website for the listeners because, Melody is a talk show host as well. And you can get her radio program on the Internet. She's on KHEN, K-H-E-N, in Colorado.
And it's www.givemesometruth.info.
Givemesometruth.info.
Mm-hmm.
So check out, and your archives are there as well.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Very good.
Well, right,
well, thank you so much for the phone call there, Melody. God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work yourself.
Uh-huh, you too. Goodbye.
All right, bye. Folks, we have a few minutes left here in the waning moments of the broadcast. I've got so much information on this. I covered the Taliban role in the Afghan government. From the Los Angeles Times, we see CIA gets its money's worth from Pakistani spy agency. Earlier, we talked about Operation Cyclone. And we talked that as a part of Operation Cyclone, they funneled the money to the Mujahideen through the ISI, the Pakistani spy agency. Apparently, according to the LA Times, this was an article that was put out November 15th. So recent article, just a couple of months ago, a little more than a month ago, they're still giving money to the ISI today, listeners. So what's this money? Where is this money going? As they are launching, supposedly, an investigation in Congress to find out how the Taliban is being funded. Well, I'll tell you how. Why don't they read the newspaper articles that are put out on a daily basis? They don't need a congressional investigation, which is going to be a whitewash, as all congressional investigations always are. LA Times, CIA gets its money's worth from Pakistani spy agency. So much information. But a lot of stuff is up on the website. I encourage you to check it out. More is being added on a daily basis. We have wire services now at the bottom of the page. We have the Aftermath News, which is an excellent blog, as well as much wonderful Agenda 21 information from Frank Dubois at The Westerner on the main page of the website right now at governamerica.com. Stay with us. We're out of time, folks. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore us. Restore the Republic, and we'll be back again next week. God bless you, folks. We'll talk to you then.
Introducing the new Go